So even when the egregious influx of oxygen during the Great Oxidation Event constituted one of the literal biggest mass extinctions in history, it's still not considered one of the great extinctions? Seriously? God, it's like this entire book was a waste of my time. Oh, great. And my night gets better, doesn't it? What are you doing here? I was the one who asked you first, but if you so insist on knowing, then I'm trying to actually get my project done. Something you never tend to do in a reasonable amount of time, or efficiently, for that matter. So, what about you? Why have you decided to ruin my night? Right. And I'm sure you just started working on it too, even though it's due next week. Meanwhile, I'm already compiling most of my studies into a final proposal. Ugh, whatever. I'm only here because I'm trying to ascertain the last thing I need for my research, but everything's amounting to dead ends. I'm not like you, who's probably trying to run an all-nighter to get as much as you can scribbled down in a few days. Oh, shut up. Second place is nothing to boast about, no matter what your methods are. And maybe it's the fact that this is your workflow that makes you second in our year. But I guess you care more about being close to the top than actually standing there. Do you actually think that this project you're working on will raise you there? I feel like you'd have to scour this entire library full of books in order to even slightly get closer to surpassing me. But no, go ahead. Keep dreaming however long you want. And maybe that little wish on a star will give you exactly what you've been praying for all this time. Maybe you'll eventually be number one when I've already moved on to something better. Please, that was our first year at university, and we both know it was just my adjustment period. That doesn't make you smarter than me in any regard. Because you just got lucky, and you shouldn't count on it again. The fact that I need this much preparation shows just how dedicated I am to my expertise, and that's not a fault by any means. I think it should be the opposite in saying that your blatant disregard to your own time management makes you that much less reliable when it comes to your work ethic. I, at least, have enough time to double-check my research and properly back it up with other attested sources. Meanwhile, you have to scrounge together whatever little you have by overworking yourself in such a short time period that it's not even feasible to maintain. How does that... So, you're claiming that if you tried hard enough to work as long as me, then you could get more done simply because of what you can do in such a shorter amount of time? Even though you constantly tell me that you're going to surpass me with your current method. Well, your own way doesn't seem to be very efficient whatsoever. But if you really have something to prove, then by all means... destroy yourself for the sake of trying to achieve something so bleakly idiotic. What is your discussion topic, anyway? Quantum superposition. Are you even smart enough to comprehend something that serious? Sure, everyone knows about Schrödinger's cat. That's not really a topic of explanation, but more of an example for the thing you're trying to present. You're putting together a weaker model of an already dumbed down structure to what quantum superposition actually is. It doesn't matter whether or not you actually understand the thought experiment, but more that you comprehend it enough on a fundamental level in order to illustrate it back to your audience. Why do I talk like what? A human being? I do not talk like a computer. I'm simply stating the facts of your predicament that you don't seem to grasp well enough. Would you like me to use smaller words for your tiny brain so that you can understand what I'm trying to say to you? Really? Because you're starting to sound that stupid when you tell me to stop talking like a robot, so it's easier on your comprehension. No, that is pretty parallel to what you've been saying, actually, which honestly makes me question your intelligence level. Because if you're what I have to deal with in terms of competition, then I'm really not scared of losing my top spot. I'd have a harder time trying to compete with a dog. Because compared to that, all I seem to be looking at now is a pathetic, brainless little puppy. What? What was that sound you just made? You know which one I'm talking about. The one that just came out of your mouth 5 seconds ago. No, it wasn't you clearing your throat. It was something like a whimper, wasn't it? Right. Okay, fine. I'll believe you. But since we're both here, I think it would be more beneficial to us if we worked together. No? I could help you study with some of the knowledge I already have on this subject, and I can pick that brain of yours. How's that sound? I know what I said, and I'm very well aware as to what I called you, but that sounds like even more of a reason that we sit and help one another, right? We do share some mutual interests, it seems. Plus, with you being number two, I'm sure you have some information that I don't yet. So, how about it then? We are both in this library for a reason. Good. So, how far have you gotten in this whole quantum superposition study? Really? So, do you actually know yet that electrons and photons have wave-like properties that can overlap and become superposed? Right, you haven't gotten that far. Even with all these books in front of you, you've still wasted so much time not getting to the root of what that actually is. Which, I mean, I can only assume you started doing this today. Either that or you're very slow in your research. As I presumed earlier. All right. Well, at least you aren't as slow of a learner as you could be at this. But do you at least know the gist of the Schrödinger's cat thought experiment? Okay, yes, that is what the example dictates. But it can also be seen in an equation that has more than one solution if you define it from a more generalized perspective. Correct. Yes, it's all just a matter of random probability, which means that the observation determines the result of that probability and thus makes it so where one becomes true where there was once neither. Or both. Well, yes, there may be an answer in the end once that happens, but the wave structure of electrons and photons overlap when superposed and basically spits out an answer, to dumb it down. Yes, the fact that they overlap is what makes that state of them being alive and dead at the same time. They both coexist in the same space and thus have two simultaneously opposite effects. No, that's not... Look, I get that it's hard to visualize oppositions coexisting, but I'm trying to explain it to you. So could you please sit your mindless puppy brain back down and... There. Right there, you did it again. You can't deny it this time because I know for a second time what I'm hearing. But I want to ask you a different question. Do you just like being degraded? Or do you like it when I call you puppy? No, no, don't look away now. You've already been caught whimpering for me twice. And I can't entirely say that I don't like it. And you want to act all tough when we're together, but now, all of a sudden, you're nothing but a shy little thing. But there's also that hint of agitation on your face because you know that I'm winning. Don't you? God. It's almost adorable. How you look when you're like that, puppy. I haven't noticed it before, but your face is just the sweetest little thing, isn't it? And getting to hear you whimper like that for me is somehow intoxicating. Again? Oh, puppy. You really are something. A lot more than what I thought you were before now. But I will say that instead of being made to be this brainless, I would suggest you do a bit more studying if you can. I would suggest looking into this one first. It talks about how they can observe stuff like this in one of the chapters. It has to do with light occasionally passing through filters when superposition happens, which I'm sure you would have figured out in a few hours if I had left you here all night. But I'll be generous this time around since you gave me those adorable sounds. What do you mean, where am I going? I'm going home. I didn't plan on staying in this library all night, since I have things to do other than forcing myself to finish a project the week prior to its due date. Oh, puppy. Don't look so sad on me. You already know you'll see me again soon enough. Really? Because you seemed a little happier when I stayed, and that immediately disappeared once you saw that I was leaving. So, yeah, I do think it's about me. But maybe I'll be back sooner than you think. If you're around here tomorrow at the same time, then I might drop by. But in the meantime, I have other work I need to attend to. So, I guess I'll be seeing you around, puppy.